restart an interview with Robin Thompson, his wife Elizabeth. We're moving on to another place that's near Bamaclan Parish, the Home Mill. Robin, what can you tell me about the Home Mill?
Right, the Home Mill, when I first counted, there was a man by the name of Middleton come in. He was a builder and he come from Cumberland. Uh-huh. And he landed up here with two sons. And the two sons, they lived up here at Holland's Cottage. And the one of the sons was married and he went away back down. He couldn't get enough work and he went away back down to Cumberland. But Bert stayed on and he was an electrician. And he did a lot of spare time work, but he worked the electricity board. But he was a bit of an inventor. And he was in the first instance to try and take gas out of pig shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he would also get the car to work with a gas.
That would be quite revolutionary.
Would be in the 60s.
Aye.
Whether he never got on to patent it or never got on any further, I don't know what happened to it.
Uh-huh.
But he certainly used to tell us, he used to come in and do electric wiring for us in the steam. If we were a breakdown, Bert, he could have sorted out.
Aye.
And he would. He was at the stage, he was putting this pig shit into 45-gallon drums.
Aye.
And he was making gas, and he was almost at the stage of... car off the...
And there's a man that was 60 years before we're talking about it now.
Yes.
And can you mind it, as a working mill down there?
No, I never mind it.
But you could further our travels round the Hidden Road.
Oh, yes. And in fact, where have we missed?
We were at Bristow's.
Yes. And they got married at Barton for it. And then the Bristow's, one of them married a Lane Fibroscope. And a doctor of the Lane Fibroscope built this.
Uh-huh.
And another, an auntie, she was Mrs. Lane. And she was a bullock. And she married Lane, and she was an Iron McCartney Mill.
Uh-huh.
Goats at the Highland Show.
Uh-huh.
She had a wee old van and she put the goats in a lot of branches, hazel bushes, and she held for the Highland Show.
Uh-huh.
Aye. Head to show her goats.
Aye.
And she was in the Iron McCartney Mill.
Aye.
When it was just...
That would be quite a journey in them days.
Oh, aye.
Aye.
And she had an old Ford van, I wouldn't have went for it by McLeod, but she held for Edinburgh with this.
Uh-huh. Aye.
And she had 30 wee fields based into the road, and wee summered stirks and wee beasts in their wee fields doing it at Iron McCartney Mill.
Uh-huh.
And then you get further round to Burnshaw, and Bristow's had it along with the Craig, and then Bristow's, Lynn Bristow, he retired, but he took a room in the Kenbrig and he left in the Kenbrig.
Uh-huh.
And Jay, the doctor, she got the firm house at Iron McCartney and she stayed there.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And then it was Hodge bought the Craig and Burnshaw.
Bill Hodgson, aye.
But before that, he had Ken Hervey.
Uh-huh. Was there, I'm interrupting you, a Reed?
He was a manager.
I was going to school with a daughter.
Grace. And
Wilma.
She was a younger year.
Right.
Grace was older and she married John Egger. Will Reed was manager.
Uh-huh.
And then they bought, when Alex Smith went away to Bell's Bank at Dunnett Road here at Brampton, Hodgson bought Barnhillis.
Uh-huh.
And when Jimmy Cruikshanks left Craig End to go into Lidl of Steel, Hodgson bought it too. So and he must have bought Kent and Nether Hervey. He wanted Jimmy Walker out of. See, Jimmy Walker was a tenant in the Craig, where Hodgson was, he was a sitting tenant. So the only way they could get him out of Craig and Barnshaw was to give him a present of Kent my present, I can hear me. Neither hear me.
Right, uh-huh.
And that's, and he took it in his own hand and the wall read was mind you.
Uh-huh.
But further back is that, there was a, I think it was before Bristol's time, or just maybe this Crothers' time, but there was a fellow who was there, was, I'm not sure he was a tenant or manager, but he wasn't the police, he'd been asked to leave.
Uh-huh.
So he got the Bardizzas out and he could straight it out of the bottom of his tips.
Oh,
but a little did the next man came and tell Lamington there was no alarms. And that's what he did before he left.
He castrated all the tips.
He castrated all the tips.
Man.
And the fella put the tips out and tipping away for him.
Expecting a bumper yield alarms.
I mean, and I know the man, but I'm not mentioning
that's fine.
And that's when he left.
Aye.
And round the corner was up a dog.
Uh-huh.
And Donald Hilkins' father had it.
Oh,
and
right.
He owned the dog.
Did he, aye?
And he pulled it and reseated it. And a fellow son, Wally Hitchard, heard it.
No relation of the Larrys?
Aye.
Well, the same man, Wally Hitchard.
Aye.
Heard it, did he, aye?
Aye, well, Wally Hitchard, he many drives.
Aye,
and various.
Aye, hell of a man.
Aye, well, uh-huh. That's where he was reared.
Right.
Uh-huh. And his younger brother Sam, and he, unfortunately, death, he was drowned about Borg fishing off the rocks.
Oh.
Not some 1 year ago, and the tide would come in and tuck him away.
A big weight, aye.
Tuck him away,
aye.
And that's where
aye.
They were.
Right. Uh-huh.
And they say, and that's the Craig, how they can mirror it back for it.
Aye, uh-huh.
And I mean, was it when the Bristol's come out, they held of seal, all the furniture and everything, and lost it 3 days.
Things, aye.
And I mean, my mother, she had kind of ideas. She bought the gramophone and the records.
Uh-huh.
And they're great big huge records. So she melted them down and made fuller pots out of them. She melted them and she could shape them.
Aye, as they were melting.
And as they're melting into fuller pots.
Quite innovative as well.
Oh, very much so.
I'm sure the woman would be disappointed to see her record collection used as pots.
For a minute.
Aye, that's it.
Yes.
Aye, and the dollar, was it only melted?
No, really. No, that was it. There's two different yinzes in
there. Aye.
John Reddick was there and...
Aye.
And there was a Reuben Murray come up for your. He made a good job at it. He fought Jochen.
Right.
Reuben Murray.
Reuben
and
Murray.
He pulled it and reseeded it and really did it well. Again, that was before it was planted.
Aye.
Okay,
aye.
The whole thing.
Aye.
He made a job at
aye.
It. But he silted it at the top.
Aye. There's and a lot of folks sold.
It was reseeded.
Aye. Sold and moved on before they had spent a lifetime in the place.
Yes,
or
exactly.
Aye.
So can you step up?
Uh huh.
You see, in many country, when there's a lime subsidy, see, after the war, if you're reseeding a grun, you get a lime subsidy. And I think you got,
right.
Was it £2 a ton to spread lime and slag? Mm. You mean a slag?
Aye.
And
you're looking by it now.
It was really good stuff, because it would come out of the iron mine.
Then. Aye.
Ironworks, you can slag the slag.
Aye, that's right. When the Industrial Revolution was its top bits there.
And you got paid a subsidy of you, and that what made a lot of, you see, a lot of the country news, you'll notice it's going back to white again, despite the current spring of the year.
That's right.
He's for the lack of lime and slag.
And you kind of get the slag now.
That's phosphates and
so that would encourage better farming
and
more stock on the farms
and
as
And I think, if I can mind right, you had to plough. After the war, you had to plough and reseed.
You'd be told to
grow crops as much as you possibly, possibly could. Again.
Uh-huh.
And that was the way.
Aye.
That was the way folk farmed again.
Uh-huh.
But some of them again, they didn't stay that long, as you say. They kept moving. It was the farms were just a stepping stone.
Aye.
Onto a bigger, yet,
to
a
some,
better. Yet,
and some folk wanted to move.
Yes.
Some folk didn't want to move.
Yes, and you get. Well, the likes of you and me,
aye.
Who got mere grun and stayed on.
Aye, that's right.
You can see, well, when we first come to Youngstown, it was 310 acre.
Aye.
And then we got Lochside that added another 110.
Aye.
And we got Ochreach that another 78. We finished up with 500 acre.
Aye.
And then when we rented the hill, that was another 350. We'd have 850 acre
aye.
Altogether.
Aye.
He kind of run.
Just the two families.
Aye.
Aye.
He had a whole 1,300 ewes.
Uh huh.
And to finish up, I was marking 2,010 lambs.
Aye. Uh-huh. Which would be a lot more than what you could have done on the same acreage when you first started doing it.
Aye.
Impossible. What was the land like when you can mind when you were young and
growing? It was poor, but it was fairly improved, to say, the inside slime and slag. And
aye.
They're not wrong with the land at Bamaclan if you'd get to it.
Aye.
Uh-huh. It's not been the land that's been wrong, it's the folk.
Aye, it needs fed. Aye. That's fine. Was there any heather about in any of the fields in the younger?
No. A wee bit of youngster, but very, very old.
Aye. Uh-huh.
And the natives.
Aye, right.
The only
and why would that be? There was natives, because nowadays.
Well, we dipped.
You dipped?
We dipped twice a year over the heat.
You did them twice a year?
Oh, aye. We did them twice a year.
Uh huh.
And the only ticks ever I seen was in a ferret. That there was a, with hens in the stable, and the one more than this ferret had got in among them.
Oh.
I don't know where it come from, and picked it up, was covered in ticks. Oh, I didn't say it's lost.
Oh, aye.
But where it come from? They didn't last very long.
No, of course in them days there'd be a lot of ferrets about.
Oh, aye,
a lot
aye,
of boys.
You see,
you'd have a lot of rabbits.
Aye, when we were boys, we ferreted every weekend.
Aye.
And we took the rabbits down. There was a game dealer at Kirkpatrick Durham. And we took the rabbits and hares and that down to Kirkpatrick Durham on a Sunday night.
Aye.
And everybody seemed to, he was a game dealer, he sent them to London.
Oh.
Do you care about that? No.
No. They'd be worth a lot of money then, of course.
Aye.
Because folk would buy. Yes. My father bought a Norton 500 motorbike on the back of rabbit money.
Yes.
It was that money with them. Hard to believe nowadays, but.
Yes.
Aye. So they went to London.
Aye.
Into restaurants or did they?
I didn't care. He was a game dealer.
Aye.
And he had a garage in Kirkpatrick Durham. I can't remember what he called him.
Oh.
I see, they reckon that the grain and the paid the rent at the end time with the rabbits.
Aye.
You can, like, a rabbit catcher would offer to rent the farm if a man to catch rabbits.
Aye. Uh-huh.
You can, a lot of farmers did that. You can, I mean, there was a Fikittle, no mention name, Fikitt Mahoe, and he made enough money to buy a farm with catching rabbits.
There you are.
And there was, Jimmy Kirk we were talking about, the scope, he was a rabbit catcher, and Tommy Latimer had leaved up. At one part, that's a full-time job.
Aye.
They caught rabbits in the wintertime and they would, in the wintertime, in the summertime they would cut brackens.
Uh-huh.
The any young machines were kind of flail, you fall on a henny.
Aye. In with the reaper?
Aye, the reaper in the front,
An Allen saw.
Aye, an Allen saw, yes.
Aye.
And they cut brackens.
Right.
In the summer, and they caught rabbits.
Aye.
And they made a lot of money.
Aye. Uh-huh.
That was.
Aye. Now you mentioned Latimer there.
Aye.
I went to school with a Latimer boy. Where did he say, what house was that in up the road?
Wood Park.
Wood Park. In the wood, just at Tremaine Wood.
No, across the road for
Burmurray.
For Burmurray.
Aye, right, aye.
You had gone to school with James Latimer.
Aye.
Well, he was a young un, late on.
Ah, right.
The rest was.
He was a mistake, as they say, or whatever.
Tell you a bit of more.
Agnes Marshall.
Yes.
Agnes Marshall.
She's a sister.
She's in New Galloway. She's a sister of James.
Right.
And there was.
What happened to James this while?
He's in
Germany.
Is he?
Aye.
Uh-huh.
You kind of wouldn't care him.
No, I wouldn't. No. Aye. Have you seen me with a thing? No, you can't even let him, but it films the. At the shows and sales you see at the market with a camera.
Aye.
Well, that is Allerton.
Oh. Aye.
When he left the school, he went to work at the course a wee while, and then he was at Black Creek. And then he was at Mercoy at Newton Stewart. And the younger brother, Sydney, he works part time in the market at here.
Aye.
He was, what did he didn't rave a lot in various things, but I think he and Jack Lamb's staff lost the license. in Sydney, they'll drive him round the fairs.
Oh, I see.
Selling stuff
at home. Aye. Uh-huh.
And then Agnes had another, a younger sister, and then this James's.
Aye.
Aye, one part, that was, again, the house on the corner across Fibber Murray.
Aye.
The Ents mean Kenny Dimmock.
Aye, and, yeah. That's right. Aye.
That was one part. You see, that's, it was Clark's who was in Wood Park. Clark's was in Burnbury. And Mueller's were in Iron Lodge.
Uh-huh.
And the Mueller's made it to Clark's. And there was a hunter up in Scroogie working for Treween. And he married in and out.
Uh-huh.
And they're all kind of...
The three of them in a triangle.
In a triangle.
Aye, uh-huh.
And the Mueller's commuted on what happened to them. I then went over to... Mura Balagan over at Pen Punt.
Uh-huh.
And the tither in, what do you mean?
Uh-huh.
But Lynn Wallace and Jimmy down the village, they were Mura.
That's right, aye. Mm-hmm.
That's the same.
Aye, uh-huh, right.
That's the same.
Uh-huh.
And their clerks, I see, it was in... They were in Burnbury and the Shipley wanted him out so they could get their target, and so Nat would take me Burnbury.
Aye.
When the Clark's retired. Hunter, he was manager up at Scroogie for Shipley, but he retired again.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And William McCutcheon came in here. He was come through for Bar Hill.
Uh-huh.
He was a brother-in-law of Gavin Donald's out in the hill. I mean, I mentioned Gavin Donald with the bugs.
Aye.
Well, Gavin Donald found the hill.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, you'll maybe come on some of the other shows. He had a cousin that was dairyman, and he made a show of High Park.
Uh-huh.
Tom Donald made a show of High Park when he was dairyman at the hill.
Aye. Uh-huh. Right. So the shows of High Park will be connected to... Quarries is real, aren't they?
Aye.
There's a connection there. And was there a quarry lost during the war? They never could fin.
I don't know.
Tongue.
But you see, they were connected to Kirk's Tea.
Uh-huh.
Again, the rabbit. You see, the Kirk's Tea were rabbit catchers.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in the Bog Toll.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not sure, but Alistair Curry's mother might have been a Kirk.
Uh-huh.
I kind of connected.
Aye, uh-huh.
And you see that the wee Wally Kirk, he built himself a wooden house down at the Garpo. Just up for the kind of where the Garpo is during there.
Where up Montgomery Forest?
Yes.
Aye.
Well, just up a hidden knot.
Oh.
Wally Kirk, he worked with the government tractors.
Uh-huh.
He was... employed by the guy that blew in when you were forced to blow to Roon Fairs.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And he worked with there, and he built himself a wooden house, kind of shawley type thing.
Uh-huh.
And he was sitting at a concert in Balmaclellan, and somebody come in and says, your house is wet in fire. And by the time he got down to Garpo Fit, she was burnt down.
That right, aye. Aye, because I was thinking, I've never seen anything of a bit.
Aye, no, there's a wee level set a wee bit up.
Aye.
Behind.
And it's going, aye.
Aye. I can mine it.
Aye.
Aye. Is it like a wooden house?
Aye.
Yeah, they'd be the first skinny type of...
Aye.
Of that kind of Scandinavian...
Aye, aye.
...pussies. That was...
And where was the folk in Burscobe in the early days?
Well, Burscobe...
His wonder would be later before he came in.
But I say, the Langs were in there. They were the gentry.
Oh, they had the big house?
Aye.
Right.
And a doctor built this.
Ah, right. I thought it was maybe near the other houses.
No, uh-huh. No, the Langs. But Alec Fireman, I'm not sure about he was tenant.
Uh-huh.
You see, it would maybe still belong to Langs when he was tenant. He'd been farming with Mossadil about Sligiri. And he advertised for a woman to come and keep house, and then he married her.
Uh-huh.
And I think she had a pound or two. So they come out of there and they would do it up in the bog to Fannin's up at Aloha before you get to Oban.
Oh, uh-huh.
That's where they went, all at Fannin.
Uh-huh.
And but he was in the dairy heifers at Job T, and then he went to Sukukoi.
Uh-huh.
And Were you ever in the castle?
No. Well, I've been outside it, but never
well,
in.
The castle, into a buyer.
A buyer?
Aye, in the eye that the quays are tied in the circle.
Aye.
Where he came with the deals into the...
Aye.
The thing would be in this, he turned into a buyer.
Inside? Aye.
But then, because I got it when you were in... What's they called them? I went Watner's friend. She was...
Richardson.
No, that's the instant Craig knew.
Aye.
Doyle Cart. Mrs. Doyle Cart. She'd theatres in London.
Oh.
She bought the castle and she turned it into a...
Aye.
Turned it back into
a... Back into a dwelling house. Aye.
Back into a dwelling house.
Aye.
But that Flemming, and then... Aye, Watner. Watner would buy the flings, maybe.
Uh-huh.
And that's when they, as I see, and then they had it in the rain on, and Jimmy Kirk was there as manager.
Aye.
Well, to be under GM Thompson, or
something
like that.
Aye.
But you see, I think, was it McClellan's in it, or was the McClellan's in the home? I don't know how by McClellan got his
name. Aye, the village of, aye. See, there was there'd be a Douglas in the Perscobe as well. Uh-huh. This is going way back to.
Aye.
But we don't know.
I thought Bob McClellan's, that was why it was Bob McClellan.
Aye, Village of the McClellans. I think there was.
I think
there was some connection with Burscombe.
Aye, was it no name that gave the money to build the hall?
It was the home.
Aye, home. Well, was that.
Or gave them the land, Templeton at the home.
Aye, Templeton.
Aye. Uh-huh.
You see, Templeton, he was kind of blocked shut. He wouldn't have fought in the war.
That's. I'd heard he was a. Aye. Wasn't he a brown shirt, was
well,
it?
Well, it was somebody called a black shirt.
But it was a Nazi sympathiser,
yes.
Allegedly.
Fight, yes.
Aye, there's family still alive doing, is it Norfolk, I think?
Uh-huh.
But he gave the land for the
yes.
hall. And then it was Upton, and there's aye. Quite a few promised funds yes. for the hall.
And that's where, you see, the tell us that the, you can't have the kirk has a door on the side.
Uh-huh.
Well, it was only the gentry and those that such, those that got in that, were in that door facing the pulpit. The common folk had to come in there.
Aye. And you mentioned, Doctor, we're on about common folk, displaced persons.
Aye.
Did any of them ever work at Youngstown?
No.
There's some worked at Hardland.
Uh-huh.
The Polish folk.
Aye.
And
never mind. As I tell you about this Italian, it fed the pigs at Berlay.
Aye.
That's what he was.
Aye.
I was telling Robin about the guttiness.
Aye.
About getting up the deed sheep.
Aye, you know, primitive kind of knockery style.
Aye.
And you mentioned the Bray at Mamaclan were all shields used to.
Yes.
Can you go aye, further well, back when that
aye, was? Well, when I was at the school, it was a Captain McMillan.
Captain McMillan.
Captain McMillan and the wife were in there.
Uh-huh.
He would be a captain in the forces.
Aye.
Really kind of gentry kind of type.
Uh-huh, aye.
Folk, but they didn't care much about them.
No.
But they were certainly in there.
Aye.
And further down at Loughbank, that was the fella that Ferent McLee. There was a John Logan and a brother-in-law. The end of them would have black market money hive.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Aye.
And
Arthur Holland.
Aye, Arthur Holland. He had it. And they had McLee and retired into Loughbank. Because that was where I walk it noon by with a big Ayrshire ball in the morning, and when I come back up next to the route, how did you go and did you get a ticket? And because in these days you were right next to the house.
That'd be right, aye, just in front of the aye, right in front.
Aye, and
that's
they,
right.
They were out.
Aye, and it was a rick bendy bit
yes,
there.
Aye.
And
they were out more than how I grown with this ball.
Aye.
And walk it
aye.
To call the show. But John Logan and I can't mind what the tither. They were brother-in-laws.
Mm-hmm. And Gateside, further down.
I will see that was Miss Varell, her that owned Iron McGunny. She lived in there.
Aye.
And we just put two or three wee fields. But she bought Iron McGunny off the shores.
Aye.
And it's dirty to it.
Aye.
He came in Miss Varell.
I can remember David. Was it David Twynham?
Aye, he was after that.
Aye.
Yes.
Did he firm that?
Oh, aye, he firmed it.
So you wonder how on earth...
But he didn't make leaving the county. He'd made his leaving before that.
Oh, see.
He'd come for Glen Swinton at Parton.
Mm-hmm.
And he come there to retire.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I just retired here.
Aye.
He'd gone Swinton, which neighbours over the back here with Brighouse and...
Aye, of course.
...and Glastonbury.
Aye.
He felt not.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And he just knew between them and he come there to retire.
Aye.
It wasn't a fair... He milked it pretty coy and...
Aye. He's just aye, aye, content with
what he had. Yes, just a kind of amusement. Aye. Then he managed to the hill for Douglas.
Aye.
By that time, Ian Douglas had walked to hill. He walked to hill off Wally McConnell.
That the same as...
Ed Craig and Puttick.
Aye, aye.
You see, uh-huh. He was a man afore his time. He built that big shed to winter use in.
It's McConnell?
McConnell.
Aye.
Wally McConnell.
Uh-huh.
He come for his father was, he might have heard tell McConnell diggers and
buses,
well that's the same kind.
Oh, uh-huh.
He come for Shropshire.
Uh-huh.
And they were machinery manufacturers.
Uh-huh.
And he studied to be a minister.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what happened, but then he come there to the hill and he fared the hill. And he was a man before his time at Wantern Sheep Inn. And lamb and ewes in shed.
So that was why that big shed was made.
He started in Gavin, and Gavin Donald was there first, and then Jimmy Bell was there.
Uh-huh.
That's right. And then, and he turned the dairy buyer and everything into the house.
Uh-huh.
It was about 10 bedrooms.
Aye, that's right. It was a big long, yes, if I mind
right. See, that was a dairy buyer.
Uh-huh.
Gavin Donald had a good dairy of guy. In fact, going further back as that, he came John Blore on a Castle Hill in Gelson.
Aye.
But
aye.
His father and mother were in there and they got killed in a car crash. And
oh.
Parting about Crookie.
Sorry, they were in the hill?
Aye. And they were just wee wains.
Oh, thanks.
And they were, his father and mother were begun to tune. And there were a car crash at Crookie, you know.
Because the road wasn't be as good no, there either.
And they were both killed. And the granny and the uncle were in Castle Hill, and that's and they took them in, and that's where John Bore on the Castle Hill.
Things I never.
Because he knew his.
He didn't know. No.
And before that, it was the Crosbys. You'll hear tell of the Crosbys were famous Ayrshire breeders. They were in Colvenin.
Aye.
And Nacallan. In Dunjarg.
Uh-huh.
And I think maybe Kinnear were another bit tea they were in. And they were master breeders at Ayrshire's.
Uh-huh.
Bob Bolson tells us he can at the days they can't every beast, every pedigree.
Aye.
And he tattooed the calves with a punch. You can use them in a tattooing before the tags.
Aye, that's
he
right.
He did it with a black lead.
And just...
He said when they can the veat, he would come and test the... Well, we tested every year for TB.
Uh-huh.
And when the veat come to test them, he would look at the calves.
Aye. Just the numbers. And it was the biggest number on
And they couldn't even see it. Because it was tattooed log. And they kept what every year's number was.
Aye.
And they went on to be, again, good Ayrshire breeders.
Aye.
There was a famous bull, Nacallan Provost.
Uh-huh.
He won about everything and bred everything. I'm talking back that book now. It was, have you read Jacob's Ladder?
I've heard about it, but I haven't read it.
It's a far worse book, I had it. And Jacob's Ladder, he was a famous Ayrshire breeder.
Uh-huh.
And he wrote this book. And he reckons it was in the best bulls ever he's seen. This bull, Nacallan Provost, I think he was about £1,000 at Cost Douglas in 1800 or something, or 1900.
Aye, a lot of money in them days.
A lot of money
aye.
In the 80s.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But they were the masters, and they were in the hill.
Right.
They were in the hill for that. But there's, I mean, I've seen pictures of in Nacallan Provost.
Aye.
He was...
And he'd won her going for the hill too.
Aye. But in there were other auntie good firms. Well, you can where they call Venon is.
Aye.
In Nacal and Dunjar.
Aye. That was the time they could do it.
Yes,
today,
oh,
of course, aye.
And of course, well, they might have been rented places with empty.
Aye.
You can and
aye.
Then.
Which gave them the start.
Possible. Estates uh-huh. And
aye.
The start.
Aye.
That's where they all went.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That's where they went.
Aye.
But say, then Gavin Donald came in. No, the Borlands came in and they got killed.
Aye.
And Gavin Doyle came in, and then he took rent at Kirkriggan, which is, there's three sheep farms all together at Kirkcowan, the Hawk and Orrowhead. The Orrowhead.
There's an Orrowhead that put Wellingham.
But he took them.
Uh-huh.
And then Jimmy Bell, his father was doing it with Whithorn. And the kid farm down there, and he would come up there, but he made a mess. And then, Douglas. Oh, William McConnell.
Aye.
And then, he didn't, he broke his nerves, went wrong.
Aye.
And he finished up in the hospital, and then he went and studied to be a minister. And,
aye.
And then he finished up, he went back to Electric and Craig and Putter.
And then Douglas, he'd be, yes, he'd be army, was he?
Aye, and he came into the manse. Just to where retire or what, I don't know. But, well, he had no money, but his wife had.
That'd be right, I heard that.
She was Lady Joan McLean of Argoa. And they would have, again, Ian tells quite openly, they would have big estates up at Persia and Argyll. And when you and them got short of money, they would sell the estate to the other, and got a bit of money to sell it back and forth. So they do.
Kept you in another gun.
Kept you in the other That's where, he was a hell of a nice fellow.
Gentleman, aye.
That's where he. And then, well, the son William, he was quite a firm. And the Watts Simmer, in 85, he changed his mind.
It's quite a few folk would be contemplating this.
And which worked fine then for us, because we got the chance at
it.
We rented it for 85 to 2005. We had it for 21 years. But that's how it came about. He thought he would come out of the army, and he would farm again. And that was the end of your number one summer. He was going to make hay, and then he would bail it, and then he just came. Things didn't work out for the farm.
No, that happens.
That's what happens. So that's how, and seeing this Traheen estate, see, at the end time, put the money and would sell it. So a lot of this ground over here was in Kenmore Castle at the end time, the estate. And Ian Mackay found books when they mucked out Traheen when the ship was left. And he found out books where they'd been transferred for Kenmore Castle to Traheen and back for it, and that's how it
comes.
You see, when we come Half Mark and Black Craig and Traheen and Iron Lodge and Scroggy and Burnmurray and Lochside and Youngstown Gorinnis, and Bertaggart, they were on Traheen Estate, not in the house.
Aye.
They were on Traheen Estate.
Aye, that Youngstown as well, aye.
They were Shipley. But before that, I think the Shipleys was in the army, wait the war, and they let the ground. Some of the Gourleys we up in chain rented to Wheen in time.
The ashes that Shipley run would be dispersed upside wee burn up there in to Wheen. Now there was a plaque on a tree. When you see that.
And his sister was married to. He was a saying it the other day. They were in Hazelrigg. Villiers Stewart.
Another name for the past.
Villiers Stewart. He'd been airman man and all.
And these names are all gone now, of course. There are.
Mrs. Villiers Stewart used to get in the car at the top of the road, down to the left side. She let the dog out and she just.
And the dog, that was the exercise.
Aye.
That was when Stuart was born.
And you were pushing the pram and she would stop and have a look at the pram.
And then she would go off again.
I think she was the sister of Shipley. And when Wally Thompson, you can't Wally Thompson. Well, he used to be Garble. He's kind of originated in Traheen.
Wally Thompson.
He worked with the electricity board.
Buller.
That's right.
I know,
Well, when Wally left the school, he worked, kind of gave their hand to man it, it for Village Stewart. So, Village Stewart said it was coming, the death was coming, so him and Wally made the coffin. And they took it down the horse and carried it down to the to the cemetery. Well, that's the story. That's the story is dealt.
Great the tale. Great the things. The din.
Yes.
So that's it. We only made anything we haven't covered.
Oh, well, we haven't covered, but we've got kind of back room.
We have.
As I said, when David Slater was in Iron Lodge after the Muirs, and then Dan Bridson came in. But there were no, can you?
No.
And as I said, it was the Miss Shaws were in Lochside and then they retired into Bull now. But what unit was, or where this was just a wee house and this Miss Lane, well, see with that poet. In 1933 it was dinner. Well, when I was round the kirk here the other day, I come in a Jody Russell that was married to a Shaw, and I think it was about 36. So maybe he was in the tither houses. You see, they two houses that nearest in there was what they called a roadman's house. The roadman lived in there, and he would get, it would be part of the job, and he had to keep the offlets and the roadside's cut to
in
the
his part.
And his part to the next And it was Jimmy Nish. And his father and mother were in the next year. Because Liz Peacock was here at, for her Golden Wadden, and she was a, her mother was a McNish. And she said, And she used to come and stay with the granny, and Miss Rob was in here, and they would come and chop at the door, and the wind would run away. and our uncle Jimmy Nish was in the first. He was the thingies. He was the first year. And have you got round to the bowling tournaments yet?
No.
Carpet bowling.
No.
Do you care about carpet bowling?
I've tried it very unsuccessfully. Never the green. There would be carpet bowling in the hall.
And the carpet bowling down in Iron McCanny school. We had a club. And we had a board up in Youngstown and James played in the summertime when there was no corn in the loft. And the father, he played a lot of the bowls. But they would have kind of social, what they called bounce games. Him and maybe three pals would invite either Fowler to come play. Yins, and there was a lot of alcohol consumed and social tea. At what they called a bounce game.
Just ringed up themselves.
Yes, I mean, they used to get. Next door. There's actually a cellar in below the house next door. Where Jimmy Nish was, and he had a two bowling boards in the below the cellar.
Side beside?
Side beside.
Knew there was a cellar there,
And thing about, I mean, used to go and play, Pagan Ferguson was the gamekeeper at Kinnervy, and he had a bowling board in the house, and he had a pet fox. He was a gamekeeper and he'd got their wee foxes and kept them.
And how did they help to kill it?
Kill it. And it would be a bit the house, but if somebody came in, they'd bolted up the chimney. Bolted up the chimney, Well, they at least they got in a bowl. He would get a team, Wally Craig. And Father Eye had, he had Tom Latimer and maybe Wally Shaw and neighbours round the boot. And Robin Bell's father used to come.
Because all the men would bull at that time.
Oh, they did.
Because there was very little entertainment.
There was no entertainment. And Jimmy Bell used to come, and Johnny McKenzie had the buses, and maybe a.
That's what all right. McKenzie,
He'd the buses.
Aye.
He'd the school bus. I mean, when it first joined the Young Farmers, it was a Newton who went to Blackpool. with two of Johnny McKenzie's buses, and that was before the M6. he went through, he threw Carlisle and Sharp and everything. And they're all buses, and we'd buy us, we were chugging all of this, and when he went to Blackpool for the day out, it was it between these. And that was a young farmer's.
Aye, that was at McKenzie, he was die young that man.
Aye.
And then the business was going sold, I think, for what I've heard. Aye.
No, Jimmy Bell took it over.
Aye, Robin Spear.
Aye, that's right. Robin Spear. Aye, that's right. Aye, the garage, aye.
He worked for me, he took it over.
Aye.
And of course, he was kind of the cut on pond during the Glebe.
Aye.
The kind of the screw in the sluice is still there yet.
And I've seen it a while back. I've never been doing it yet. I've never even been at the shed. I don't know if there's any colour stains.
Is there any shed left?
Probably no, no. Have you curled on it?
No, I didn't.
No.
I Jens curled at the tour and Jock Peacocks.
Because it'd been quite an entertainment in time the winter times. At Lockerbie, was it?
Yeah. I went to Lockerbie a couple of times. And I never was. I hadn't the patience to wait to tell what to do. I threw my stain before I was tailed. So they never asked me back. There were a story team at the Craig, there's a lock. Up on the Craig, and all the neighbours and right around the boot would curl, and the left of stains and nice, and it come a quick through you.
Of course,
and the stains were all lost. They never got them.
They'll still be there yet.
They're still there yet.
Aye.
That was a wee lock, and that was you know, Bob Wilson's stories.
Aye.
That's where they finished up.
Aye.
No, but I think Joe Curry made that sluice.
Aye.
Kind of where he could wind it up.
Aye. I can mind have seen it to the distance.
To flood the ponds.
Aye.
I mind have seen it flood, but I never was.
We've no pictures of that.
Oh, that, no.
No, we've no. No.
But in the hood.
A big thing at Yintam, there was a shed. And,
yes, aye. They had the hut there and it was full of stains.
Aye.
No, there's a bowling club in Mamaclellan and Iron McCanny.
Aye.
I think for the Bolt Iron McCartney.
Aye.
Kind of
it'd likely be a good membership. Both clubs.
But everybody played.
Aye.
In fact,
there's because of nothing else.
And I think but Ian's still gone at Kilnhoose over in Money Hive.
There is.
I think it's still gone.
New Year or second or something, they still
it'll still be gone.
Aye, that's right. Aye, there's some of them.
And how many of them curling in all school at Money Boy T.
Mm-hmm.
And in the kind of cult of Corsica. Hey, I mean they built a Corsic up to no city term. The kinda re-invented Corsic maybe 20 years ago.
Right.
They got a lot of men and women fell around the boot and they reinvented it.
Aye.
The building Corsic.
But you've seen great changes yourself. Ferment folk are fewer and further between new age.
Oh aye.
The firms have amalgamated.
Yes, they'll never be.
It's never going to get back to what
again, it... Again, when I was... it was our manual work. We just as we said about feeding the cows with the turnips.
That's right, aye.
He borrowed them doing it and he put the turnips into a basket and up between two cows.
And
there was three or four men about every farm.
Aye. And everyone had to be brushed in at night. He's brushing doing at night and then mucked out in the morning. And the midden would be handy for...
Yes,
aye.
And then there was a big... wide plug, and if you missed the plug, he finished up in it. Pushing the bar up in the...
Aye.
Up the mid plug.
Aye.
Oh, it was all good fun.
And he tied up the stirks at Young's and Tay, first winter. That was always an exciting time.
Yes,
first time they got the jeans on them.
Aye. And just saying to the day, you'll know mine the fleas and the warbles on the box.
A day.
Can you mind it?
A day, aye.
And you mind the wee dairy sticks, you could press them,
scoot them out when they were near ready to come out.
Aye. In the spring of the year.
Aye, they were.
Run your horn along the back.
They could make a mess.
Aye.
They did, aye.
And then,
aye.
Of course, when the carcasses went to the...
The top, and then we had to do something about it then.
And it wasn't long till it was cured.
No, it sorted it out. You'll never see them now.
No, they're very short.
You'll never see them.
You mind the beasts used to run about with their tails stretched with a marked fleas.
And horse clags.
I mean, working horses in the clags were there, And if a Glegg's landed on the horse,
you'd have to watch.
You had to, well, you had on.
Aye. You'd have to watch.
There's a lot of the horse to go for.
Aye. Aye. Mm-hmm.
Didn't they feel
like aye.
Oh, yes. Oh. There'll be more stories all coming by them.
You will.
But no, I woke up about 2 o'clock to the morning and I start to think and think back and surprising.
Aye. A great next year's in for you in the market inn after the big sales.
Aye.
Great social occasions, oh, not aye, the aye, main aye, that, aye, that aye. We, a lot of them no yes, longer here.
Yes,
and
exactly.
But that's a culture as well that has disappeared.
Oh, aye.
I mean, I'm in the innacht, we were and somebody shouts out, "What are you having to drink, Robin?"
Aye.
And there's about four Robins stuck in the boot car had a different answer.
Oh, aye.
And the men that was there, yes. You could hardly get to the bar, never
well,
mind get a drink.
I've hardly been back in since I retired.
No. Yes, it's been big changes in the market in your time.
Because I was driving, he came.
Aye.
Well, you used to come down and get me the time of sale.
I can mind that. To you.
Used to come and gather milk.
And the airline seal.
And the tip seal.
And the tip. They were the big.
See, well, he was the biggest. And he was a grand affair.
They were, and you looked forward to them all year.
And I mind when the tip seal, the airline seal was by, John Stewart says, "I'll see you in office later." And entered the office and.
Oh, you've got a wee drama in
there. A wee drama.
A wee taster just to get.
A wee bottle.
A bit.
Aye. That was a done thing.
Aye. But a great thing for Castle Douglas. And some of the men, you've never sung enough after it.
No.
Because they went back and the year started again.
Yes,
the way you're sorting the house out and tips and other things.
It was great.
Aye.
The life, the social life, it's all gone.
It is.
And then it'll never come back, like.
No.
And a lot of it. Through again, drink driving and the breathalyzer.
They brought out things to do something that actually ruined other things or culture to
it ruined the social life in the countryside.
It did. It was just a sledgehammer to crack a nut.
Exactly. But the folk you met once a year, again.
It shows some of the the drink driving. Hell,
yes.
I've seen them when they come out to the field over the Kenbrig.
Aye.
The policemen would be waving them out, and some of the fellas could hardly see the gate, never mind the road that were gone, but it was just, on you go, son.
The policeman didn't want to bother.
No.
He didn't want it to fill in his book.
Get out of the road. Aye.
Hell, I mean, Jody Thompson, you mean him being...
I was a boy.
I mean, because fearing it a dancing, and because in the 80s, you can carry it half bottle, you rip poking.
Aye.
Because the pub shut it up at 9. And have you seen Jordy? He went and drank, but he can always took his hat off before he put the bottle up to his mouth.
Well, in case it fell off when he put, what's it? I mean, it would be a wee fella.
Aye.
But quite a tough.
Oh, aye.
Aye.
Jordy Thompson.
Aye. Oh, well.
It was funny.
But even before the drink driving came in, you know, the breathalyzer, there was never a great deal of accidents, was there?
No, there wasn't.
Well, the drive slowly, stop.
There wasn't, And them days, I mean, we'd be out in New Galway having a bit of a session, and the men would, it'd be Ken Robb, would phone the Ken Brig and just say, "Is there much going on outside?" And if the answer was no, then you kent it was alright to come home.
Aye.
But they all looked out for here and there. Aye. Well, we'll draw an end to the interview for the moment. Must thank Robin and Elizabeth Thompson very much for their time and their stories. Thank you very much.
The audience, again, I've forgotten, but that's a kind of rough.